Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallöchen und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Energy Star Talk Folge. Diesmal mit Rory Charles Graham. Würde euch jetzt vielleicht nichts sagen, aber sein Künstlername natürlich schon, Rag & Bone Man. Diese Songs hier, die kennt natürlich jeder von euch. I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see. Giant oder auch den hier. I'm only human after all. I'm only human. Richtig schöner Song. Und mit diesem Song ist Rag & Bone Man gerade in den Charts unterwegs. Zusammen mit Calvin Harris, und in dieser Folge sprechen wir mit ihm über den Song, über seine anstehende Hochzeit und über seine vielen Tattoos. Er hat zum Beispiel die Zahl 29 tätowiert, und was die zu bedeuten hat, hört ihr jetzt hier in der neuen Star Talk Folge. Viel Spaß!
Dan, Rory, hello, nice to meet you.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, how are you? I'm Michael from Energy Munich.
Michael, okay,
yes, nice hello. To meet you, Michael. Have you been to Munich before?
Yes. I've been to Munich twice, I think. Mm-hmm. I played a venue there. It was very cool.
Ah, yeah, nice. All right. So 5 years ago, you released Giant with Calvin Harris. Now this year, there was Lovers in a Past Life. Do you meet like every 5 years now, or how can I imagine that?
Well, 5 years, it seems to be the lucky number.
Yeah, 5 years then, probably. Do we have to wait like more like 5 years for the next song? Or
can yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, 5 years for another song.
All right. Who is your single Lovers in a Past Life addressed to?
When I met my current fiance, it's a romantic song about the feeling I had about you must have met before to have a connection like this. And then just the title came into my head. You know, it was just called Past Life. And then when I started writing it, it just came together. Like, you know, it's meant to be about two people's connection and just about the love between two people. And like, this love is so great that you feel like you must have met before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was last September that you proposed to your girlfriend, Zoe, right?
Yeah.
Are things looking like with the wedding right now?
Yeah, pretty good, man. We haven't like set a date, but it's going to be this year. So
this year.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Like women often have a very romantic idea of a wedding. How do you visualize the day and the location?
I think, you know what? It has to just be about you two people and the things and the people that you love and about your families and stuff. Everything else, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be about you two. And then that's the real, you know, that's what getting married is all about. So, that's hopefully what it's going to be like for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the most important thing. Nice. Then in May, you'll be on stage at the Big Weekend in England. Have you ever been to festivals as a guest yourself?
Oh, yeah. I used to go to festivals all the time. I love music festivals. But I like playing them as well because, you know. I sometimes still get to go and see bands and stuff, you know, in between. Just put my hood up and hide from people.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. If you go like now, are there like a lot of people, I think, that are like know you? So it's like a little bit more complicated now?
Yeah, I think I kind of, last year I went to, where was it? I went to Pinkpop. And I figured out that if I wore a scarf over my face and, you know, hid most of myself, then no one really knew who I was. So, you know, it was kind of cool.
That's smart, yeah. What are, for you personally, the three most important things you should not be without at festivals? So, like, can you name three things?
Well, good friends, first of all. To take care of you if you get too drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Probably if it's an English festival, waterproofs, you know, because it's always raining. I don't know, and a good breakfast.
Good breakfast, yeah.
Because you need the energy if you're going to do a festival, you know, all night, you've got to have good breakfast.
Of course, yeah. Then the next question, you have a few tattoos on your body. Do you know exactly how many?
The last I counted was about 45.
45, oh, crazy.
Yeah, something like that.
Is there one tattoo that's very special to you? If so, which one is it?
Oh, well, I have, I don't know if you can see, mm-hmm. I have the number 29 because I was born on the 29th of January. My son was born on the 29th of August, and my sister was born on the 29th of March. So it's kind of significant. So that's why I got it.
Oh, wow, yeah. Crazy coincidence. yeah. And is there also one tattoo that you regret?
I don't know. I feel like I don't really regret any of my tattoos, but I did get one when I was 16. It was my first tattoo, and it was meant to be like an Indian. Like a Navajo Indian, but it looks more like Gene Simmons from Kiss. It's not a good tattoo.
Not a good tattoo.
But I don't hate it. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah. If someone wants to purify their body, what would you recommend? A tattoo or a piercing?
I think it's a slippery slope because if you get one tattoo, then there's no stopping you because you will carry on. Mm-hmm. So you got to think about it.
For sure, yeah, that's important. Speaking of recommendations, you're on tour in the UK this summer, but unfortunately not here in Germany. Whose concert should we go to in Germany instead if you're not playing here? Do you have like any suggestions?
Oh, that's a good question. You should go see Sam Fender if he's anywhere over there because his live show is crazy good. And he's just, yeah, he's amazing. Who else did I see that was good? Lana Del Rey, if you get to see her, she's amazing. Joy Crooks, I really like her too. So I think she's playing over there. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice, thank you for the tips. Then already the last question. Looking even further into the future, what else can we expect from you this year?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm going to be playing loads live. I will at some point have some more new music coming out, but I don't exactly know when because I haven't finished it yet. So, you know, it's coming, but I don't know when.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, then those were the questions. Thank you for your time, Rory. And
thank you.
Have a nice day.
Take care,
Mann. Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.